One of the disadvantages that you have undoubtedly noticed is that the patriarchal view of woman is that she should be forever trying to do better, trying, working harder, striving more. And what a sad way to use power in such a way that a woman is unable to move into her own power. This is the time, and we know you may find irony in this, but this is the time when women are being called to move into power. There are structures that you are watching now that will collapse. There are many structures you are watching that will collapse. And rather than try to repair them in the patriarchal way, we want to begin to think of repairing structures in the mother's way. In feminine law, as you know, there is a balance with clean masculine law. And it is when those two are in union that you actually have stability. So you have a clean male directive. We've told you this before, as in thou shalt not kill, which is a good directive. But it joins with the mother's directive of thou shalt nurture life. And when you see these two together, you realize that the law has been balanced. And that is what makes something powerful and long-lasting. When you lose one aspect or the other of the law, then the imbalance will cause something to fall. So if there is only the nurturing of life, but not the protection of life with thou shalt not kill, then there will be a collapse. When there is a thou shalt not kill and that is enough, then there is a collapse of the law in the other direction. So in repairing ourselves and in repairing our world, what we are looking for is how to balance these two things. Now, most of you have worked or moved in situations where the rule was patriarchal. And that is indeed a challenging place to work. Because if the patriarchy is calling for controlling all of the behavior, then that is not going to be a good place for you. Because no place has been made for the balancing of that law. That is why so often what you will see is people in organizations, and we know most of you have been in this situation, where the work is accented as the only virtuous thing. And the more you can do of it, the more virtuous you are. But of course, the mother's law in this says that rest must balance work. So you can see what happens here. If the rest is taken away, then you are going to be damaged because there is only one part of the law at work. If it is only rest, nothing will get done because there is only rest. It is in the union that you are going to find your strength. So we are going to talk for a moment about how to look at that in yourself. And we will start with the obvious one. Is the rest in good balance with the work? Now, here's what we want you to remember. There is no perfection, but we want to have honoring for the addition of the mother's law, because it is part of what we will need as we move forward. So and we will not do it perfectly every day, but we want to look for a balance between the work and the rest. Both of them are sacred in their own way, but they are not strong and lasting unless they are balanced. Now, let us go to something we know you have all encountered, which is what we give, what we give in the world. Giving in the world, that is on the mother's side of the law. And here is where the masculine side may need to be strengthened. So are we gauging what we give and what we receive? Because we believe we have turned that around, forgive us. The giving is a masculine thing. The receiving is a feminine thing. But we need a balance with that. And what you will find around many of these, we certainly could talk more about this, is that there is a feeling of wrongness or guilt when we start restoring the mother's law to any situation. And that is because of the nature of the judgment of the patriarchal law. You will be honored for giving. You will be criticized for receiving. And you will be honored for holding up the right and wrong of things. But you will not be honored for the nurturing of those things. So as we move forward, and certainly you can see how many things in your world are inevitably going to be moved into a collapse situation because they have become patriarchally overloaded. So we want to be sure that we start thinking about the mother's law, her wisdom, and how it couples with a clean masculine law. Because that is how we are going to build power, with the balance of that in ourselves, for ourselves, and then in the world, in what we teach, in what we support. Can we be sure that that beautiful law is once again restored? So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel the blue of peace all around you. And as you breathe in that peace. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rain falling and washing away the stress of the week. Feel it falling away from your body, away from your mind. Feel the warmth of that water and its healing restore you. Now feel a beautiful sun above your head, full of liquid gold, Open your crown and let that liquid gold pour into your head. Take this moment to balance the opening of your crown so that it is wide enough to receive the blessings of the universe, the blessings of the world, the ones that are for you and that support you. And feel the golden light flow into your third eye. And let that golden light clear the third eye so that you intuit without fearing, so that you see without doubting. And let that golden light fill the third eye. Feel the gold flowing down into your throat center. And let that golden light balance the energy in the throat center so that whatever may have been said harshly can be released, whatever has been said kindly can remain. And the voice that tells you to work is balanced by the voice that tells you to rest. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into your heart center. And feel the light spread across your heart. And let that light flow into the old wounds, the old fears. Let it displace the old patterns. And feel your heart growing like a garden. Watch the trees bending over you and the flowers growing. See the place where the water flows. And let the golden light nourish your garden. Move deeply into the places where that light is needed. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace the emotions that do not serve you. And make a space for holding the emotions that make you happy and loved, respected, joyful. Feel the flow of golden light down through the body and into the second center. And feel the gold in the second center begin to displace the shame, the judgment, the unreasonable demands that may have caught in your body and your life. And let the golden light restore the cleansing function so that it is like a waterfall that clears for you everything that comes into your life that needs to be released. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the root becoming stronger and brighter. And let the root hold your dreams. And let the golden light build the energy structure in the root that will join with the rest of your energy centers to create your dreams. move into your heart center. And see a circle of light in your heart. And within that circle, a gift that has been left for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. Now feel the mother's love all around you and let yourself rest in her power and her compassion and her strength. And breathe her into yourself. When you've known your gift, begin to center in your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.